أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم لهم نصيب من الملك فإذا لا يؤتون الناس نقيرا أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما فمنهم من آمن به ومنهم من صد عنه وكفى بجهنم سعيرا إن الذين كفروا بآياتنا سوف نصليهم نارا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا.
Do they have any share in power? That if they had any share in power, they wouldn't have given the least thing to men. Or are they jealous of man for what Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to them out of His bounty? And we have already bestowed the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam the book and wisdom, and we bestowed them with a magnificent kingdom. Then some of them believed and others turned away, and Jahannam is sufficient as a blazing fire. One of the grievances of the Jews was that why was it that the Nubuwwat had been shifted from their family, the children of Ishaq and Yaqub alayhi salam, to the family of Ismail alayhi salam. This was a major grievance. It was a cause of great agony and concern in their hearts. So this resulted in jealousy and hasad. So Allah Ta'ala says that, are they jealous of mankind for what Allah Ta'ala has granted to them out of His grace? It is His grace, then He will bestow this to whomsoever He pleases. And further, if it was one family that was blessed, then it was the next family that was blessed. Both are hailing from Anbiya alayhim salam. If it is Ishaq alayhi salam, he comes, his lineage is also ending with Ibrahim alayhi salam. If it is Ismail alayhi salam, then his lineage also ends up with Ibrahim alayhi salam. So both are the progenies of Anbiya. What is the need to be jealous? Why is this favor and this bounty of Nubuwwat shifted from Ishaq alayhi salam to the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam? The ulama explain the harms of jealousy. What is jealousy? To long that gift that a certain person is enjoying must be moved away from him, must be taken away from him, whether you receive it or not. But why has he got it? And on account of this, you burn, you agonize, and you hurt yourself. So this is called hasad. And the hadith is strictly warned, Allah, لا تباغدوا ولا تحاسدوا ولا تدابروا. Don't be jealous of each other, and don't be malicious. Don't be jealous, nor should you be malicious. And when you see each other, then don't turn away. Saw the person, and you are not very happy with him for some worldly reason, and you turned away. And وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا, and be servants of Allah Ta'ala, brethren. Like how brothers are clean-hearted and good with one another, then be brethren and clean-hearted. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِمْرِئٍ أَن يَهْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثٍ, and it is not even halal and permissible for a person to leave his brother for more than 3 days, stop talking to him. If he is upset, then within 3 days he should overcome this pain and then resume normal relationship. This also says that ta'akulul hasanat, that hasad, it eats away the good deeds. Whatever you have been reaping, it eats away. As though hasad is a fire that eats up everything. Like fire eats up that wood, then hasad eats up the good deeds that you have been accumulating. Then again the hadith says that da'ul umumi min qablikum, these two sicknesses of the past has crept into you as well. Hasad wal baghda, malice and jealousy. It is a shaver, and it doesn't shave the hair, rather it shaves your deen. So this jealousy and similarly this malice, whatever you've been accumulating, then it shaves it off. وَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Then Allah Ta'ala speaks about the unbelievers, those who reject our words, then we will admit them into Jahannam. And as often as their skins are burnt through, they are roasted and burnt through, we will replace them with fresh skins, that they go on tasting of that punishment. And Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and full of wisdom. But for those who believe and do righteous works, we will admit them into gardens with rivers flowing beneath, to dwell therein forever, eternal homes. Therein they will have pure wives, and we will admit them into an ever-deepening shade. Unlike the wives of this world, they are exposed to worldly conditions, filth, dirt, etc. They cannot rid themselves of these things altogether. The wives of the hereafter will all be pure from all type of waste that comes out and leaves their body, from the mucus that comes out from the mouth or the nose, from evil, bad smells, foul smells and dirt, they'll be absolutely pure and clean. One point that we need to understand, Allah Pak says about these unbelievers, that as often as their skin are burned through and roasted, we will replace them with fresh skins. So they will go on roasting and burning. Normally, it is the skin that perceives the greatest amount of pain. So after the skin has been burnt down, normally it's dead, then there won't be that amount of pain. So Allah Pak shows that the skin of theirs will go on being replaced. As soon as it's burnt down and it's replaced, it's burnt and it's replaced. Perhaps indicating to us that the adab of the akhirat is such that it increases all the time. Like that skin being burnt through and being replaced with the fresh skin. So this is a physical pain, and further the jahannami, the disbeliever and the sinner, he goes through spiritual agony all the time. That spiritual agony of his grows and goes on increasing. Like in Jahannam will be physical pain, then in this world there will be pain, mental pain and spiritual pain, that he will go through this agony all the time. By the same token, as for the hereafter, for the righteous and the believers, then their felicity and their happiness will keep growing. Like Allah Pak says, وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ظِلًّا ظَلِيلًا, we will admit them into an ever-deepening shade. So the happiness will go on growing. The felicity, the spiritual enjoyment will ever deepen. The more you will enjoy, and the enjoyment will keep growing. Spiritual meaning will ever deepen and grow further and further. You have reached one point, and the meanings that you will get later, and the happiness, the inner satisfaction and happiness will keep on growing. Give us tawfiq.